Welcome to Game Slackers on 101.5 UMFM.
That's the radio.
We are on the radio. And someday online.
Sometimes.
Hey, I've been doing pretty dang good.
Okay, I believe you. I have no reference level for this, but I'm going to take your word for it.
And on this Sometimes Online and on the radio show, we talk about video games.
What?
Yeah, that is what Game Slackers is all about, slacking and playing video games.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we are still making our way through Sekiro.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Sorry, yes.
It is getting better as we go further along.
I still love it. I
still love it, too.
How much, Megan?
I don't get it. I have to put it down now and again just to make sure my hands don't stiffen up. Because I'm starting to get bad old person hands.
Yeah, or just like nerve. Like, I will say, like, it gets me nervous. It gets me, like, it gets the blood pumping. Like, so I'm going to say, from now on, any Sekiro talk will have some kind of spoilers for, like, I'm going to say mid-game stuff. Because I beat the mid-game boss, which is the guy who cuts off your arm. In the first, I don't know how long for the first part. I'll say
10 minutes.
10 minutes, first 10 minutes of the game.
It's a pretty fast.
Well, okay, there are people who can beat it. There are, but I'll say they probably haven't played the game before, or they probably have played the game, and this is probably not their first time.
It's a very steep learning curve, but even I'm getting the hang of it.
It's fun.
Bit by bit.
I think lots of people have likened it to a rhythm game, and I do believe that because it is a certain amount of just you need to time your button mashes, basically.
Yeah.
It rewards you a lot if you learn an enemy's moves, like any FromSoft game.
This is essentially Bloodborne DDR. Is what
a
you're
little,
saying.
Yeah, kind of. Like, you could. Here's the thing.
Deflect.
We've seen people,
deflect,
like, I'm sure, like, there. Here's a wacky fact. There are people who have played and beaten Dark Souls 3 on the, like, a DDR pad.
We watched that once, and it leaves them in a bit of, like, physical distress.
I guess so, but also, like, it's also.
They look great.
It's just, like, a testament to, like, the things you can do. You can play I can't wait until the Sekiro TDR starts. Man,
I tell you what, someday when I win the lottery, I will get myself one of those like official DDR pads and hook up the PlayStation 4 to it.
No.
I'll play no games with it, but I'll have it as a bragging thing.
You'd be like, "Yeah, I've played it." And they're how far have you gotten? It's like,
I turned the game on
and then
promptly attached the proper controller a human being.
I managed to type my name, Morg. Anyways, Sekiro, I am enjoying it. I beat the guy and I was very excited to beat him because it's sort of, I was at the point where I couldn't progress anymore unless I beat him. And I did. And it was nerve-wracking a little bit, but yeah.
I got to the first boss.
Yes.
Yes.
You didn't face him, though, did you?
Her.
You didn't face her either.
I did, actually. I did face her. I got some damage down.
Oh, yeah. Well, I would say she's technically the first or second boss, yeah. The first is the horse guy.
Oh,
the guy on
yeah.
the horse with a big old pokey spear.
I haven't seen that guy yet.
No, yeah. I was like, you haven't seen that. I told you where he was, and you're like, see him later.
I went directly to Madame Butterfly.
Yeah.
Spoilers.
Butterfly. Madame Butterfly is a different thing.
It's an opera.
Yeah.
You're right. Very good one, though, I'm going to point out.
Okay.
Anyway, Sekiro, we're still playing it. We're still enjoying it. I've had to shut it off because my hands do stiffen up. They are not as nimble as they used to be.
Got to put those compress gloves on.
Or I can play Pokemon for a while.
Okay.
Which, speaking of, there is supposed to be, allegedly, a Nintendo Direct coming up on the 11th. April 11th.
Okay.
So they are... they're putting out hints out there that they're going to announce Reggie Fils-Aimé's his retirement because he's leaving on the 26th.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't know exactly what they're going to announce, but a lot of people are hoping for more Pokemon stuff.
Yeah, I guess so. I'm going to not, I want to say, give maybe the people what they want and give them some Animal Crossing. Like, you know, we did get a full trailer. We know what the main starters are for the new Pokemon, which I feel is like, that's pretty huge info compared to the fact that we have the idea that, well, we know that an Animal Crossing game is coming.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not saying I want one. I'm just saying the people are getting desperate. Like, I get that Pokemon is obviously making a lot of money.
But Animal Crossing will also make you a lot of money.
Well, yeah. I would just say in regards to the fact that app games like Pokemon Go and then Animal Pocket Camp?
Yeah,
Animal
Pocket
Crossing
Camp.
Pocket Camp.
Which was fun for a little while, and then...
Yeah, and I know that's probably why I want to say maybe it's not coming as fast, just sort of because that app isn't doing as well versus... Or not because it's not doing as well, just because Pokemon's doing better, and they're like, this makes more money, so...
I think Pocket Camp was their little feeler to be like, are you ready for the new Animal Crossing?
People were sort of mad when they're like, I don't like this because it has microtransactions.
Yeah.
And it makes you feel bad. Which is why I stayed away from it, because I knew it would get me and I'd be like, no. Anyway,
so that's happening very shortly in the this week. Thursday.
Yeah.
This week.
Yeah.
So I'll keep my eye open for that and hopefully come back with more news the next episode we're on.
Yeah, well, hopefully, yeah, we'll see it, I would assume. We'll see the highlights at least.
Yeah, we'll do it. And they have also announced that with Nintendo Switch, they have VR support for Labo.
Yeah, I saw that and I was like, is that happening? Is this a thing?
Yeah, it's a thing, except there's going to be no straps to hold the Labo to
your
face.
How do you do it?
We don't know yet. That's the thing. We don't know how well this is going to work, especially with Breath of the Wild, where you do need like more mobility and you can't be holding a screen up to your face. We're not repeating the Virtual Boy mistake.
Oh, this is what we're doing. It's some kind of cardboard box thing that you're gonna put your Switch in and put your head in?
Allegedly, but there's no way to hold that thing up there securely and safely. I would not trust cardboard straps myself.
Oh, I'm confused. Like, I think Labo stuff is cool, but I also think it's cardboard and like you could step on it and it would break.
Like, just knowing what we're like with our stuff, that's real possibility.
It's just
you can't trust children with it too.
Well, that's the thing. Well, you can in some respects, but it's just you throw water on it, right? Like something like cardboard is just very. It's cool that it's like kind of recyclable, destructible like that. But you could make your own potentially. I know that it comes with like special like plastic bits, I think, in the kit,
yeah,
the Labo kits.
To clip them together.
And like, I would assume it also has the game software as well in the kits. Like, you can't just, you maybe just get the game? I have no idea.
So that means they're probably going to...
haven't looked into it.
Yeah, they're going to throw out a patch at some point for that support. Mario Odyssey is also going to get this VR support as well, which is kind of cool.
I just don't know how it's going to work.
We will find out. Oh, you know what? They probably just detach the controllers and that's what you use instead of like...
Yeah, no, I
that makes
see that
way
for
more
sure.
Sense.
I get that part.
How did that just...
I just don't get like, how are you going to... Are you going to be... Is it going to be first person? Like, I think that would make people extremely ill. Are you just going to be sort of a hovering god mode and you can control them from above like you are in the game, kind of? Like, what's...
More details as they come.
Yeah, maybe that's what... I'm going to assume that's primarily what the Nintendo Direct will be about.
The first
and
person
Pokemon.
Would be cool.
First person would be neat, but I feel that you have to change the game a bit.
Yeah, at least. That's why the patching would be a thing.
Yeah, I don't think they do that. I think you'd have to fundamentally change both games, and I'm like, they wouldn't do that. So we'll see what it actually is. I assume they're gonna add some VR games, probably a bunch. Like, if they have VR capable or machinery, yeah, they're just gonna do it.
We'll see what happens, and hopefully it's going to be cool. And
yeah, I was like, also, how comfortable is cardboard going to be against your skin? I'm just poking holes in this a little bit. I'm just like, I don't know how much I'd like that.
You're supposed to poke certain holes into the cardboard in order to attach it all.
I know, but it's going to there's going to be skin on cardboard contact.
It's
going to shift around.
No, thank you.
Potential paper cut.
And that's where I stop. Goodbye, everybody. I'm done. Okay, so moving on to the next thing. We're still continuing with stuff that's on the Switch, PS4, PC, and Xbox. They are re-releasing the Phoenix Wright trilogy for these things.
Oh, yeah, because they're doing another Phoenix Wright game.
There you go. So
I was like, that's probably why.
You loaned me, I think, the first one? No, the second one. You loaned me the second one years and years and years ago.
I don't have them anymore.
No, but I have a lot of friends who were fans of Phoenix Wright, and it came highly recommended. It's just...
enjoyable. Like, they're very much in the vein of, like, my point-and-click. They're very much point-and-click murder mystery adventures. Like, that's what they are. You're a lawyer, and you solve things, and then there's a little bit of a supernatural aspect to it. They're not bad at all. They're pretty fun. I think you can get them for pretty cheap, to be honest.
They're pretty ridiculous, but now you get to play it on not just Nintendo software. PlayStation 4 is jumping in on this.
Well, yeah, I will say you could already play them on Apple already had Phoenix Wright. I know this. Like, I at one point I could download it on my Mac. I know for sure you can get it on the iPad now. Maybe even your phone. 100% probably.
Yeah, like, there's probably
phones are more than capable of running that now. technology.
Technology is a heck of a thing.
Yeah.
And continuing on with game announcements, guys, they just kept coming this week.
Well, it's rape time, but then there's going to be nothing.
Yeah.
Like, this is good, but then we'll be waiting until September.
Yeah. So, last year's big RPG of the year, Persona 5. Kay. No, the year before, sorry. The year before. They are re-releasing, or they're doing a follow-up?
I feel it's a remaster add-on. Like, I feel it's in the same vein as the PSP.
Yeah.
Persona 3. What was it called? Was it Persona 3 PSP? I don't remember.
Persona 3 PSP and Persona 3 FES, which had expanded content. PSP gave you the chance to play as a female main character, which is cool.
Which is also, this is the only way I've played Persona 3, which is that way.
And they did this with Persona 4 with the Golden.
Yeah, they didn't make a female main character in that one. But I assume that this is what this is, since I think in some of the trailer or imagery, there is basically a female character. Or this will just be another character that they add.
Which would be kind of cool. I want to see what's going to happen. I would like to see it be sort of a sequel and have like an after story. It would be neat.
I don't think there will be a sequel. You'll probably get more content. Like, I 100% think this is in line with the Golden or the Persona 1, where they added the female
main character.
Plus, they added a bunch of other stuff.
She looks very much like the female main character.
Yeah, I agree. That's why I sort of feel that it's going to be that, because, yeah. I don't know, no offense, they're not that creative in terms of what they add. Like, I feel that that's kind of a sure shoot. It's also interesting that it came 2 years after-ish.
That's pretty fast for a...
Well, here's my thinking, is they had a bunch of this stuff that they wanted to add and never got around to it, so are now re-releasing it. As the game plus stuff, which is fine, I guess, but also just tell me, just admit what you did.
And that's going to be after we get Persona Q2.
Okay. So. Well, you enjoy.
I'm going to enjoy that.
Yeah. Persona, I watch once again. I don't know how much I want to invest my time in it, maybe at a later date, just because it's going to be like a 50-hour game. Like, I know.
That's why I keep stopping. Even if I want to play more, I can't invest the time right now.
Well, yeah. Well, you flip from a game a week, man.
Pretty much. Yeah. I'm bad.
You don't like.
I've got game commitment issues.
You do, but yeah, like Persona is something that I know what happens in the end. I know the good end. I know what happens. I just haven't experienced it myself. I know it's fun. I just don't want to commit myself to that because I know it's a slog. It's basically like doing school for a video game, kind of. And I've done that. And I don't know. I'll do it later.
Get all that teen angst dating stuff, too.
Yeah, like I'll do. I promise. I will play that game someday. It'll be like how I played Fallout 4 for like 50 million hours and never beat it. I almost did. And I'm like literally knocking on the door of the last mission. And I'm like, I don't know if I want to do this. Anyway.
That's when you're allowed to stop.
Yeah, right? That's when it's legally allowed.
And looking at other games that are coming out, the early access for Dream by Media Molecule is coming out on April the 16th.
So Media Molecule has done...
Little Big Planet.
Yep.
And...
Tearaway is the other one.
There it is. That's why they were so similar. And you know what? I'm hoping this can drag me into playing their games where the other two have failed.
Sure. It definitely looks more interesting. We watched a snippet of gameplay, actually, because I was not convinced when I saw what the actual premise was. It gives me vibes. Do you remember? What was it? The Golden Circle? Circle? Magic Circle. Circle.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
It was something
circle. The Golden Circle is something. Yeah.
I don't know. There's a many circles. But the magic circle...
I was thinking Golden Compass for some reason. Totally different.
Yeah. Well, this one sort of... This is called Dreams, and from what it looks like you will get to not only make your own sort of game parts, but you get to interact with other people's games? It looks like they've sort of almost built a game engine inside a game for you to make a game in. Which does remind me of the Magic Circle because there were aspects where you could edit the code, and this looks similar.
Yeah, this is a much shinier, refined
version. Sure, yeah. My one main hope is that the story is as interesting as the rest of it. I don't really enjoy Little Big Planet, to be honest, or the other. Tearaway is okay. It's an interesting concept. But I didn't like Little Big Planet.
I have the third one, and it was fun for a while, but there's just something about it that just seems very wooden to me.
Yeah, and I can see the interest in it, and I like the aspect of... They did sort of start off where, like, they started with PlayStation 3, I guess, where you could upload your own levels to play. I have no idea how it worked. I didn't do it.
You get to make your own dreamscape, essentially, with...
Well, I'm talking about Little Big Planet. Oh, you could do that in Little Big Planet. Yeah. And that's why I'm saying that was neat. That was a neat aspect of Little Big Planet. And I think it does show here that they're sort of, I guess, going forward with that even more, but maybe a way more interesting and more aesthetically pleasing. I don't like the sack boy. I'm sorry. I don't like how he looks. There are parts of Little Big Planet that are really cool looking. But I don't like the sack boys.
So that will be coming out as early access next week, 8 days from when we record this, the 16th.
I don't like early access. I think you know what? Wait. Wait.
We'll wait because we can wait. But
yep. We're going to. I'm not going to. Yeah. I was like, nah. And what was the other one?
Knights and Bikes by Double Fine. They have not announced a release for this yet, but it is going to be a two-player game with that sort of distinctive Double Fine look to it.
It is. I wonder, like, I've been sort of looking at it here and there, seeing bits of it, because I was like, yeah. I'm not a big fan of, I guess, bikes as a concept. I don't know. I don't know why, but when I heard the name Knights and Bikes, I was like, oh, whatever. And I've sort of looked, like, as we watched the trailer, and then I've also seen more concept art, and I was like, okay, I'm fine with this. And it's sort of, yeah, it does very much have that visual, like, it does very much, I was wondering if the same artist as the one for, ooh, what's it called? Broken Age. I wonder if there's similar art.
I think they've got a house artist that also, like, it's a lot of the similar style of in the Psychonauts, 2D cutscene-ish.
Yeah,
stuff.
It's really, like, it's quite cute. It's enjoyable. Like, there's recognizable bits. It looks like it has a story. It looks like it has a pretty interesting multiplayer, like, or two-player aspect, I guess. It's not multiplayer. I guess multi-technically means
you get
more
to,
than one.
You can play it by yourself, or you can play it with a friend, which is neat, because that means you and I can play it together.
Yeah, it looks like it sticks to one screen, which is fine.
You know what? This is different than playing Yoshi.
Well, we'll see. Like, once again, Yoshi would be great if it didn't have certain mechanics. I, like, 100% would enjoy it more. I think we'd even have a more fun time with Mario Brothers, because in Mario, you don't press a button and eat each other. There's, like, definitely a throw button, I know that. But there's, like, even the jump on head button is not turn into double Yoshi. So there are things I would like to fix, but I can't.
Involuntary double Yoshi, I'm going to add.
Yes, it is involuntary. That's good. Good choice.
So now that we've got announcements and light stuff out of the way, we should talk about some not-so-fun stuff.
Oh, I forgot what we were actually going to talk
about.
Yeah,
we were actually going to spend a good time talking about this, but I found
this
lots of...
This is a fine time.
It is a fine time, because over the weekend I went back to playing Dragon Age Inquisition into my file. Because I couldn't play Sekiro for very long.
It's understandable. And then I told you something sad.
You did. You can't play Dragon Age Inquisition without realizing that the people who made it suffered a lot to make it.
Yeah. And we're sort of like, this is sort of in response to an article that was on Kotaku. And some people stump their noses at Kotaku. But this is a really interesting interview piece. The guy interviewed, I think, around 19 plus different ex-BioWare employees. So this is sort of really in response to Anthem also, a game that neither of us have played and probably won't because it costs money.
Microtransactions, guys.
Well, it costs money to play regardless. And then, like, I don't know if I'd enjoy it because it's multiplayer online. And we know how our Apex Legends sessions went, and they weren't well. So
I have no shame in backing out when I did.
I have no shame and much social anxiety. it's sad because, yeah, I love Dragon Age Inquisition. It's my second favorite. No. Oh, I don't know. Actually. Third favorite Dragon Age? I'm sorry.
There's not that many.
I know, but the first one's number two because I'm terrible. Anyway.
Anyway, it is an excellently written game. Not always a great graphical game, but it was from 2014 and there's lots of glitches that do happen.
I don't forgive it for that because there are games around that are apt. But it just sort of shows, I think, the mismanagement and the burnout and sort of what happened to BioWare.
This was a big thing that was touched on in the article, was the stress leave and the burnout.
Yeah.
And how a lot of people were taking 2-3 weeks off at a time because they were breaking down.
Yeah. Well, I think even some went months and then some didn't come back because they were just pushed to, like, I feel a weird standard of crunch in the game industry where you just have to push it through because you have deadlines, where they don't think about maybe hiring more people so people can have better rest and work better. You know how it works, you know, when you feel good, you work better.
Or delay those deadlines so that there is more time and you aren't putting so much stress on your people, because Months long stress leaves or people quitting due to job stress is not normal.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's nuts.
Yeah, like as mental health stress leaves sort of thing. Probably some, like, obviously I would assume people have physical repercussions from the, like, ulcers, etc. Like, that's the stuff that happens when you're stressed out.
You should not be excusing yourself to find a room to cry in when you're on the job.
Yeah, and that's...
That was really sad.
Yeah, it is a really upsetting and sad read, but it's just sort of, like, really eye-opening to the status of the game industry now. Like, still. And even with something like... Dragon Age, it's great that it did well, but in the end, it really ruined sort of the chances of BioWare employees, because then they were sort of expected to make another really great game, and Anthem was what it was sort of. But Anthem was even started before, like, Dragon Age came out. Like, they had been working on it for... I'm going to say at least 5 years before Dragon Age came out.
And they were pushing for that crunch time magic to happen again with software that couldn't handle what they wanted it to do. It's like trying to push a square peg into a round hole, and the round hole is sealed off by emotions.
Yeah. I think it's a lot to do with EA's Frostbite engine, and it's just sort of... That's also what really... damaged Mass Effect Andromeda and any chance it sort of had, because people weren't used to the engine. The engine wasn't able to do what it needed in terms of a BioWare game and in terms of, like, facial things, like just people acting normal facial things. Like, it wasn't able to process this, and it shows. But EA was like, you have to use this. You have to.
It's just a bad time all around. So go and check out this article by Kotaku on why Anthem went so wrong.
Yeah.
It is a good read, a tough read, and we've reiterated this many times that there needs to be reform in game development.
Yeah. Because it can't go on like this, because it's going to cost people's lives pretty soon. Like, people aren't going to be able to go on like this. Like, realistically, no, people can't live like this.
And if you're not going to listen to the fact that it's putting people at risk, it's going to, like, to the big game developing companies out there, it's going to put your business at risk. If you don't care about people, maybe you'll think
it'll
about
put,
money.
It'll put the games at risk. It will. Like, it will. In the end, like, it already has, right? Like... Anthem isn't doing very well, if you hadn't heard.
Fallout 76.
It didn't do very well. I don't know who plays it still. No offense, guys. But maybe the patch is, it's now a playable game, but, you know.
I'm going to wait till it's free.
That's a good plan.
And we've heard about this burnout so many times. Just please start considering telling your dev friends to unionize and fight for those rights that they deserve.
Yep.
To make the content that we want.
Yeah, make the content we want, but not at the cost of people's well-being.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Good. All right, everybody, on that rather grim-ish but hopeful note.
Yes.
We will come back to you next week with more game news, and keep slacking.
Bye.